1049 WPXN, JC with you. It's Farm Stories here on WPXN, and we are talking with Ron Lynch from Cisna Park. And our Farm Stories are brought to you in part by the Buckley State Bank in Buckley, local banking at its best, and CNC Trucking of Lodo. Well, Ron, I've got to know you. It's been decades ago. We're not going to talk about any birthday parties on this, but we're going to talk about ag and agriculture. And first off, talk a little bit about your background, where'd you come from, and talk about your early recollections of being involved with agriculture.
I grew up on a farm in Cuba, Illinois. Spent my whole life there. I moved onto the farm when just a few days old. And went to Spoon River Junior College in Canton and on into Western Illinois for 2 years before I started my teaching career.
When talk about the family farm, so things that you remember.
Well, it was a majority a racehorse farm. My dad and one of his partners, they had the Central Illinois starting gate. So we traveled most of the summer months to county fairs doing thoroughbred and quarter horse racing. But the rest of the farm, we did have cattle, and I raised hogs and cattle as part of my FFA projects throughout, and corn and soybeans. So it was a diversified farm, but racehorses was and still is for the most part. My brother still takes care of the racehorses today.
Talk a little bit about, growing up, were you involved in agriculture in any way, like some of the rest of us with, shelling corn and baling hay and that kind of thing?
I lived on the back end of a hay rack most of my high school years. When you're the oldest of the number of kids living on your end of the road, I worked the hay rack pretty much by myself, and my little brother and the two other boys who lived down the road, they worked the hay mow. So we had a crew and we just worked like crazy for a penny a bale.
Well, let's go past education, and you came to Cisna Park and became the FFA advisor there. Farm Stories is what you're listening to, brought to you in part by AHW in Melvin, also Weber Fertilizer in Loda and Buckley. Well, Ron, you came to Cisna Park and you came into a situation to become the FFA advisor. Talk about how that happened.
Well, I was teaching up in Northern Illinois. I'd been there 5 years, and it was just time for a move. And I made a phone call to the state FFA office and said, you know what my goals are to be an ag teacher. And they gave me two schools, and they kind of set me up. They knew that I was going to end up in Cisna Park.
Well, you come to Cisna Park, and, I say this from the entire community and those in the FFA community, that what you built in that program was absolutely amazing. Talk about those early years being an FFA advisor in Cisna Park.
It was two things. Number one, I had an administration that was 100% supportive of my goals and what the program's goals should be. And then my kids bought into the system, and I mean, we went to contest and got our butts handed to us because they'd never done anything like that before. But the parents, probably the number one comment I got from parents is they were supportive. They let me do whatever I wanted, but why do you think you need to take these kids to go judge dirt? And, as it turns out, that's one of the most important parts of farming today.
Well, when you take a program and you start off and you have these goals, you have this vision, and it comes to fruition because under your leadership, the Cisna Park FFA has won awards. Is there one of those awards or a couple of, the amount of awards that you guys have achieved, is there one or two that, stick in your mind?
If it's awards, it has to be being the number one chapter in the state. We did that three times. And we were the only small school, the only school with one ag teacher to have done that. And that's an attribute to my officers and the time and the commitment. They knew what our goals were and what it was going to take to pull that off. And it set us up for where we are. And for me personally, that attribute came at the 150th State Fair when I was named the Ag Teacher of the Year.
We're talking with Ron Lynch, Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN, brought to you in part by Ludlow Co-op Elevators, Diversified Insurance Services, Larry Abbey and Buckley, and Nutrien Ag in Paxton. And, you know, as far as, you know, gratification, you know, a lot of these students who went through your program have not only become, you know, friends, but you see them succeed in the world of agriculture. And, that, again, that has to be a very happy a moment that you see all these kids succeed.
There's nothing better. In the local area, the number of young, well, they're young men now, but that are farming and taking over the family farms and expanding their family farms. It doesn't get any better. And then I've got four teachers that are teaching agriculture across the state today. So I have taken, they have taken what they've learned from me, and they're all running very successful programs in their own rights, in their own communities, and they're all very well expected or to be great leaders in the organization. And I have two PhDs from Cisna Park in agriculture, one in education and one in agricultural research at Cornell.
Well, Ron, as always, we've talked to you over the years, and as we have gone through a short synopsis of what you have accomplished, what are you doing these days?
Enjoying retirement.
That's a good answer.
I'm still very active. When I walked out the door, and the luckiest day of my life is when I got Jeff to take over my program, it was a very simple conversation. I am not walking in these doors unless you call for my help. And when he calls, I show up, and I do whatever I can do to help him to make his life and his job easier. I'm still very active at the state level on the alumni side. So it's a lifelong commitment. I was an ag teacher, and I'll be an ag teacher the rest of my life, whether I'm in the classroom or sitting in my easy chair in my office like I'm doing right now.
And that's Farm Stories for today. We've been talking with Ron Lynch, FFA advisor, former FFA advisor in Cisna Park, and that's Farm Stories for today.